Yes.
A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
That is right. It's 10:58 here on The Ticket. Work in progress, Monty, DJ, and Ham. This is where you would normally hear Ham Radio, but today I will be taking over, and we will be doing The Ramp, Sunday edition. Now, like I said, normally Ham does Ham Radio, but I wanted to take the reins today and flip it on Ham, because Ham likes to, kind of like Gordon, as you attested to me in the open, stealing things from Gordon, you like to play sports idiot. Even though I think that you know way more about sports than you let on.
Did he just pass the buck on stealing bits and accusing you of stealing a bit?
Which is a Gordo thing.
Shut up over there. Shut up, Corby Jr.
Human being.
Thank you.
That was a top five insult. Anyway, so I want to put your sports knowledge to the test. And in order to prevent you from sandbagging this thing, which might also be something that a regular host might do, I'm going to try to incentivize you.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a litany
speech
of
lessons.
That there may be some value to that, but we won't do that on air. I'm going to give you an array of sports questions here, and each one is going to have a point value. So I'm going to give you either an easy question, which is worth 1 point, a medium worth 2, hard worth 3, or super hard worth 4.
Whoa.
And
who determines the hardness?
He does.
Yeah. I will say, DJ, if you think I'm being way too unfair on one either way, tell me.
Okay. Will do.
Who am I playing against?
You're playing against yourself. Ugh. Because what you're trying to do
the
is...
the ultimate foe.
Oh, so I won. Yay!
You have 3 prize levels here. If you get to 10 total points...
He's reaching into his bag.
I will give you this Uncrustable.
Ooh.
The Nutella flavor.
Okay.
If you get to 20 points total, I will allow you to hand out a get out of 1050 pass to both DJ and I.
So you
whenever
get,
you'd like.
So 2 1050s he will
he
not
gets
have
one
to do?
For you, one for me. You can hand it to us whenever you'd like.
So the one segment he does a week.
The your only value.
He's not going to have to do it.
You can get out of doing that.
Okay.
And if you get to 30 total points.
There's no way.
I will personally pay for you to go to any concert you want in DFW.
Whoa. Good prizes. So you have to try
here. So we want you to try.
Okay.
This is why it wouldn't work with Gordo, because he has more money than God, so there's no incentive for him to not just goof off.
Or he'd make me, send him to watch
standing
the Rolling
room or
Stones.
Seats?
Pit? A handicap seat. You gotta go in my wheelchair.
Oh, I gotta go with you.
We'll determine that later.
Okay.
You gotta
win
first.
Cross that bridge if you get there.
Yeah.
You also have lifelines. I will allow you to ask each member on our crew one question to help you, but the only caveat is if they help you, it will deduct 1 point. So if you do it on an easy one, you're going to get nothing. Make sense?
Okay, so if I bet a hard one and use them,
instead of
3,
it'll be 2.
Okay.
All right.
Are you keeping score over there?
If you could, that'd be great.
Okay.
Let's start with an easy question. This will be worth 1 point. Who won the NBA Finals MVP in 2024?
That was last year.
That was the one that they were just in. Do you remember the teams?
It was not Jason Tatum. It was the other guy on their team. I want to say his last name is Brown?
What's his first
name? I need a full name here.
Jalen?
That's
correct. I'm not feeling great. It took you that long to get an easy one.
Yeah, that was
but
maybe too difficult for
that
one.
Is 1 point.
We're on the board.
Well done.
Let's go down the list here and go to a medium question.
Okay.
In the 2024 MLB draft, the Guardians had the first overall pick. Who did they select?
This is last year's draft.
2024.
Yes.
This was not the...
not the Paul Skeens draft.
Couldn't
that was
be Jackson Holliday either.
Nope.
Oh, man. And I used to sit down every single draft and watch them on TV and get myself a pizza.
Why?
Why not? The MLB draft? How boring.
I do so not know boring. This one. Pass.
Travis Bazzana?
That's correct.
Thank
Travis Bazzana went to the Cleveland Guardians.
Huh?
2 points for me.
Well, all right, let's go to another medium one here, see if we can get you on the board. Future Cowboys Ring of Honor member and Pro Football Hall of Fame member, Jason Witten, longtime Cowboy.
Yeah.
Where did he go to college?
I want to say it was like something Tennessee-ish.
I need an answer.
Tennessee.
We'll take that. Okay, there you go.
A little help from Tramiel.
We won't even say that was the help from Tramiel.
Tennessee-ish, I'm going to count that.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's fine. We'll give him that.
Yeah.
So there's 2 points for you. Let's move on to a hard question.
Where'd you go to college? Tennessee-ish.
Alma mater.
Tennessee-ish.
All right, let's move on to a hard question. This one's worth 3 points. What is the official name of this football penalty in the NFL when a defensive player crosses the line of scrimmage before the snap and causes an offensive player to react?
Ham.
Full name.
Is it encroachment?
The official name is a neutral zone infraction.
Isn't that encroachment?
It is a little confusing between offsides, encroachment, all that.
I think that's encroachment. Those two have to be the same thing.
Yeah. Encroachment is when you technically, I think, touch them, right? Whereas a neutral zone infraction is just when you kind of jump at them.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Damn. So no points. So you're on 3 points right now.
You're still at 3 points.
Okay.
We'll save a super hard. We'll go back to an easy one for you.
Super hard.
Which MLB player did Diamond Talk host Sean Seabass Bass say he would not give up Ezekiel Duran for?
It's got to be somebody mediocre because Ezekiel Duran is kind of mediocre.
This is kind of show lore, too.
Shohei Ohtani.
That is correct.
Nice. Nice.
It was Shohei
Ohtani.
Why did
he say he wouldn't trade for Shohei?
I think he said technically that was the only player he would trade him for, is really what it was.
It's very reminiscent to the Mike Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton, Jerkson profile.
For profile?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's another point for you. Let's go to another medium question. How many fouls are NBA teams allowed per quarter before going into the bonus?
I want to say it's 5.
That's incorrect. You are allowed 4 Wrong. Fouls on the 5th one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, now I understand.
Is
yeah.
when you are now in the bonus. So you,
I heard the question
4.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Did we give that to him?
Oh, I mean...
On the 5th one, technically, is when
the
you're in the bonus.
You know what? He's pretty far away. So
from
I'm
the 30?
Yeah, I'm going to give him the 2 there.
Okay, so. Well, let's see if we can give him a big jump here. We'll go to a super hard question.
Ooh, isn't all these...
In honor of Pope Leo,
Ooh.
Who is a White Sox fan,
Ooh.
Who is my all-time favorite White Sox? Now, there is a hint here. He stole a league-leading 68 bases in 2010.
I want to say it's like D. Gordon, if he was a White Sox.
I don't even know if he was in the bigs in 2010. I was looking for DJ.
Dwayne Wise.
That is also incorrect.
Okay. Alex Rios was on the White Sox at one point, right? But that wouldn't be yours.
I was looking for Juan Pierre.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky Juan Pierre.
Juan Pierre is awesome. Let's go back to a hard one.
How am I supposed to know that one? It's a personal-based one.
That's why it's super hard. And I figured you might know that a Chicago White Sox who led the league in stolen bases would be Juan Pierre. Yeah. Oh, I didn't make it an easy one. All right, let's go back to a hard one.
We got Uncrustables on the line. It's not just going to be a layup.
Who was the last non-quarterback to go first overall in the NFL draft? I'll even give you the year, 2022.
2022. Mm-hmm. Not Myles Garrett.
No.
It's not Myles Garrett.
Okay. Non.
I think I could even give him the team.
Yeah, give me the team.
It was the Jacksonville Jaguars. I bet I could even give him the position.
Yeah.
And the school.
Yeah.
He was an edge rusher. He went to Georgia.
Jadeveon Clowney.
That's terrible.
Yeah. You know what? That was a first overall pick edge rusher, but that was like 8 years earlier. It was Trevon Walker. Yeah. So that is incorrect. Let's take you back to medium.
We're stuck on 6 points here.
You know what? Let's do an audio easy. How about that?
Okay.
I need you to tell me, and we'll play a little bit with, you know, how right you are. But what's going on in this clip? Who's involved? Basically, do you understand what's going on here?
With a single, Curtis Granderson sliding in to make it 5-4. There goes again to center field. Now, could this be a triple? Come on. Get going, kiddo. You got the cycle. Get there. He did it.
Pam.
You're the only one playing.
Pigs have flown in Boston, Massachusetts.
You're the only one playing.
This happened July 16, 2020, or 2010. It was Benji Molina hitting a triple.
That is correct. That was
up. Nice.
Benji Molina hitting a triple for the cycle.
Yes.
There you go. That is correct. How many points do you have right now? Are we even near the Uncrustable?
Was that a 10-pointer?
That was a 1-pointer.
Damn it.
We're at 7.
Okay.
So some tougher ones.
Yeah, let's go to another hard one. Kobe Bryant, obviously known for spending many years with the Los Angeles Lakers. Which team was he technically drafted by and then ultimately traded to the Lakers? And remember,
Charlotte Hornets.
Okay. That is correct.
That was 3?
That was a 3.
Brilliant.
Okay. You just got you a chocolate Uncrustable,
yes!
My friend. Congratulations. All right, back to medium. Name me 2 players on the 2004 NBA champion Detroit Pistons.
Ben Wallace. And that dude that had the mask, Rip Hamilton.
Amen, brother.
There you go.
Look at that.
I even set that up in case you needed help for Tramiel, but you nailed it yourself.
That was 2?
That was a 2.
All right, we're at 12.
We're climbing.
We got a lightning round here.
All right, let's go on to another hard. I want to get you back in there. In the late 80s, there was a rivalry known as the Catholics versus the Convicts, which featured which 2 collegiate programs?
Notre Dame would be the Catholics.
Catholic.
The what year?
Late 80s.
Won't matter, but...
Doesn't matter.
Purdue?
The convicts
of Purdue.
The Boilermaker Convicts. No.
They're mostly known for astronauts.
You have 4 lifelines still to use. It was Miami.
I was going to use one, but okay.
Well you already got it wrong. Okay.
You asked for help before you give an answer.
I thought this was going to be a longest yard question.
Here's another super hard one for you. Let's get you some more. Adley Rushman played college football at what school and is most known for his tackle of which current NFL superstar?
The Orioles catcher?
Correct.
He played football?
He did.
Uh-oh.
What was the question?
He played college football at what school and is most known for his tackle of which current NFL player?
Because
he played special teams for this school.
Lifeline.
Okay.
DJ.
Oh, no, he doesn't know.
You asked the wrong person. No! I have no idea.
Another lifeline.
Oh, no. I'll let you ask someone else.
Michael Dixon is his hand.
Yes.
Oregon State.
That's half right.
You tackled Christian McCaffrey.
That is correct.
Okay. It's like 10 points.
Now, will you choose to take his help or not?
I can't see him right here.
That is a four-point question. A couple yes. more here. Let's see if we can get you to at least 20.
We're at 16.
Okay. Let's get you a medium. Which pitcher has the most all-time wins for the Texas Rangers?
It's not Vicente Padilla.
It definitely is not Vicente Padilla.
I don't think it's Kevin Millwood.
It's not Ryan Dempster.
Matt
think
Garza.
Older.
Ferguson Jenkins?
The correct answer is Charlie Huff.
Idiot.
That's one of those old you, names Norm. That I hear of, but I have no concept of any time he played.
How about another hard one, although it sucks you already burned this lifeline. What season did Jamie Benn win the Art Ross Trophy?
It was prior to 2020, so it would have been, like, what, 2018?
Do you want to ask anyone else?
Can I ask...
Michael's burned. You can ask EA, Tremel, or DJ.
I'm sure EA knows.
He already asked me one, too.
So. I want you to be able to participate. Does anyone...
EA.
There's no chance
Why
EA
would you
right.
ask EA?
EA?
The 2014-2015 season?
That's correct!
Yes! Okay, did he just look it up
Probably.
In there?
But we'll give it to you.
All right.
Super hard.
You are?
Which player is known for having his penis and balls flop out during his 40-yard dash at the 2016 NFL Combine?
2016?
Yeah.
It won't matter.
Yeah, it wasn't the guy that had his penis and balls flop out in the 2019 Combine. This is the 2016 occurrence.
Ezekiel Duran.
It's a football player.
I mean, Zeke Elliott, sorry.
No. Does anyone know? Anyone want to help out old Ham?
Gosh,
you can go watch it right now on the internet.
I'll pass, but no, I don't remember this.
It's Chris Jones. He was running.
The punter?
No, the Chiefs defensive tackle. He was running the 40-yard dash. He trips and his twig and berries come flying out of his pants.
Meat.
Why would I know that?
Why because do you know it's that? A famous thing that happened. All right, how many did he finish with? Did he at least get a 20?
He did not.
Oh, no. How close was he?
Carryover?
19 points.
All right, I'll give you one more easy question. Which team had the first overall pick, or who was the first player drafted in the 2024 NHL draft? You said you like to watch drafts and eat pizza.
Oh,
either
man.
Give me the team or the player.
2024, that would have been the Blackhawks draft, right?
That is incorrect. The
I said
San
that
Jose
wouldn't
Sharks,
have been, sir.
The San Jose Sharks had that pick, and they selected Macklin Celebrini.
Oh, no.
How was I? That's an easy? Whatever.
Well, that's a hard
well,
one for a one-pointer.
Yeah.
Give him one more.
Okay, one more easy. What school did 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley go to?
You have two more lifelines. Yeah, I do. Excuse me. But it's an easy one, so it wouldn't even
That's
be
true,
a point.
Yeah. You get. He said it was a medium.
Tremel.
Okay.
Penn State.
That is correct. You have now got, what, 21 points?
21 points.
So you have hit the second prize threshold, which gets you an Uncrustable and two get out of 1050 passes. Congratulations, Sports Ham.
Thank you.
Those were tough questions.
Yeah,
I don't think
hell?
Any one of us would have been done well with those. That Oregon State question was BS.
It was super hard. It wasn't supposed to be easy. Michael got it.
I was most impressed that he named the two Pistons.
Same.
Yeah, that was a big one. Well, there
well,
you go.
It's because Rip Hamilton was wearing basically a Batman mask.
That's right.
That's why he knows.
He had a cowl on.